Chapter 13. For What Has Been Wrought. Men burst from the dragon wall gate on the eastern side of the stone and dashed across the courtyard. What seemed like an entire clan's worth of Aiel flooded out behind her, breaking around men like deer breaking around an oak. They weaved between startled defenders and grooms, moving with grace and speed toward the wall. It was galling how easily they outpaced her. Years ago, she'd prided herself on being able to beat any boy she knew in an honest foot race. Now, well, too many months spent picking through books, perhaps. She still outpaced the Aes Sedai, who were bridled by their need to maintain proper decorum. Men had long ago tossed aside all sense of decorum for her towering sheepherder, and so she ran, thankful for her breeches and boots, making for the gate. And there he was. She pulled up sharply, looking through an open column of Aiel in Cadensor toward the man himself, standing and speaking with two defenders who were part of the wall guard. He glanced at her as she grew close. He could feel her coming, as she felt him. Rand had found an old long brown cloak somewhere. It had sleeves like a coat, though it fell loose from the shoulders. Underneath it, he had on a shirt and fine black trousers. Now that he was close, the warmth through the bond seemed overwhelming. Couldn't the others see it? It made her want to raise her arm and shade her eyes, though there was nothing to actually see. It was just the bond. Except the air did seem to distort around him. Was that a trick of the sunlight? New viewings spun around his head. She normally ignored those, but she couldn't do so now. An open cavern, gaping like a mouth. Blood-stained rocks. Two dead men on the ground surrounded by ranks and ranks of Trollocs. A pipe with smoke curling from it. Rand met her gaze, and, despite the bond, she was amazed at what she saw in him. Those gray gemstone eyes of his were deeper. There were faint wrinkles around them. Had those been there before? Surely he was too young for that. Those eyes did not look young. Min felt a moment of panic as his eyes held hers. Was this the same man? Had the Rand she loved been stolen away, replaced with an ancient force of a man she could never know or understand? Had she lost him after all? And then he smiled, and the eyes, deep though they had become, were his. That smile was something she'd been waiting a very long time to see again. It was now much more confident than the one he'd shown her during their early days together, yet it was still vulnerable. It let her see a part of him that others were never allowed. That part was the youth, somehow innocent still. She ran up to him and seized him in an embrace. "You wool-headed fool! 3 days? What have you been doing for 3 days?
"Existing, Min," he said, wrapping his arms around her.
"I wasn't aware that was such a difficult task."
"It has been for me at times."
He fell silent, and she was content to hold him. Yes, this was the same man. Changed, and for the better, but still Rand. She clung to him. She didn't care that people were gathering. More and more of them. Let them watch. Finally, she exhaled, reluctantly pulling back. "Rand, Alana is gone. She vanished earlier today."
"Yes, I felt her go. Northward somewhere. The borderlands, perhaps Arafel."
"She could be used against you, to find where you are."
He smiled.
"Light. But it felt good to see that expression on his face again."
"The shadow does not need her to find me, Min. Nor will it ever again. All its eyes are fixed directly upon me and will be until I blind them."
"What? But Rand—"
"It's all right, Min. The time when it could silence me quietly and therefore win has passed. The confrontation is assured, and the scream that begins the avalanche has been sounded."
He seemed afire with life. The thrill of it was intoxicating. He left an arm around her,
the arm that ended in a stump, as he turned to regard the Aiel.
I have toe.
Though the courtyard behind them was in chaos, the Aiel stood quietly.
They were ready for this, Min thought.
The Aiel weren't hostile exactly, but they didn't share the excitement of the defenders. The Tyrans thought Rand had returned to lead them to the last battle.
In the waste, Ruark said, stepping forward. There is an animal, the Meagerling. It looks much like a rat, but it is far more stupid. If you place it near grain, it will go straight toward it, regardless of the danger. No matter how many times it falls in a trench between itself and the food, it will repeat the same action if you move it back to the start. Aiel children amuse themselves with the game.
He studied Rand.
I had not thought you would be a Meagerling, Rand Althor.
I promise I will never leave you again, Rand said. Not of my own choice and not without informing and, if they consent, bringing maidens as a guard. The Aiel did not budge.
This will prevent you from earning more toe, Ruark said. It will not change what has gone before. And promises have been made before.
This is true, Rand said, meeting Ruark's eyes.
I will meet my toe, then.
Something passed between them, something Min didn't understand, and the Aiel parted, looking more relaxed. 20 maidens came forward to act as a guard around Rand. Ruark retreated with the others, joining a small group of wise ones who watched from the periphery.
Rand,
Min said.
It will be all right, he said,
though there was a grim cast to his emotions.
This was one of the things I needed to fix. One of many.
He took his arm from around her and scanned the courtyard, feeling hesitant, as if he were looking for something. Whatever it was, he didn't see it, so he began to stride toward King Darlin, who had just arrived in a hurry. King Darlin bowed, hand on the pommel of his narrow side sword.
My Lord Dragon, are we to march, finally?
Walk with me, Darlin, Rand said in reply as he moved through the courtyard.
There is much to do. Who else is here? Narishma, Flynn, excellent.
He nodded to the two black-coated Ashaman who arrived at a run.
Your eyes, Sedai? Ah, there they come. Well, that will be next. Kynia, would you be so kind as to gather me some messengers?
One of the maidens, a woman with oddly dark hair for an Aiel, ran off to do as requested. Min frowned, keeping pace with Rand and Darlin as the two Ashaman fell into step behind. Nynaeve and Maurice led the group of Aes Sedai. They stopped when they saw Rand approaching, as if to let him be the one who came to meet them. They pulled together in a clump, fiddling with their clothing, looking more unsettled than Aes Sedai normally did. Rand crossed the bustling open courtyard, walking into the shadow of the stone's towering fortifications, then stepped up to them.
Rand Althor, Nynaeve said, folding her arms as he walked up to them. You are an idiot, Rand finished, sounding amused,
an arrogant fool, an impulsive wool-headed boy in need of a sound earboxing.
Yes.
All true, Nynaeve, he said. I see it, now. Perhaps I've finally gained a portion of wisdom. I do think you need some new insults, however. Someone send for Cadswain. I promise not to execute her.
The Aes Sedai seemed shocked by his brusque tone, but Min smiled. His confidence had surged again following the confrontation with the Aiel. It was supremely satisfying to see him disarm Aes Sedai, objections and condemnations dying on their lips. Maurice sent a servant to fetch Cadswain.
Narishma, Rand said, turning. I need you to visit that Borderlander army that came looking for me. I'm assuming it's still in Farmadding. Tell the leaders there that I accept their terms and will come in a few days to meet with them.
My Lord Dragon, Narishma said, is that prudent, considering the nature of that place?
Prudent? Prudence is for those who intend to live long lives, Narishma. Darlin, I need the High Lords and Ladies lined up to receive me. One of these arriving messengers should be sufficient for the task. Also, post word that the White Tower has been reunified and that Egwene Alvear is the Ammerlin's seat.
What? Maurice said. Several of the other Aes Sedai gasped.
Rand, Min said. I doubt the Ammerlin will be pleased to have you publicizing the division.
A valid point, Rand said. Darlin, write a proclamation that Egwene Alvear has succeeded Elida Arroyhan as the Ammerlin. That should be enough to inform without revealing too much. Light knows I don't need to do anything else to make Egwene angry with me.
Else? Coriel asked, paling.
Yes, Rand said offhandedly. I've already been to the White Tower to see her.
And they let you go? Coriel asked.
I didn't allow them other options. Darlin, kindly marshal our forces here. I want them gathered by the evening. Flynn will need gateways, large ones. A circle might be needed.
Tarwin's Gap? Nynaeve said, eager. Rand glanced at her and hesitated. Min could feel his pain, sharp, spiking, real, as he spoke.
Not yet, Nynaeve. I've poured hot oil into the White Tower, and it will be boiling soon. Time. We don't have time. I will get help to Lan, I vow it to you. But right now I must prepare to face Egwene.
Face her? Nynaeve said, stepping forward.
Rand, what have you done?
What needed to be done? Where is Bashir?
He was out of the city with his men, my Lord Dragon, Flynn said, running their horses. Should be back soon.
Good. He's going with me to Arad Doman. You too, Nynaeve.
Min.
He looked at her, and those unfathomable eyes seemed to draw her in.
I need you, Min.
You have me, stupid Luby.
Kalandor, he said. It plays a part in this. You have to find out how. I cannot seal the boar the way I tried last time. I'm missing something, something vital. Find it for me.
I will, Rand.
A cold shiver ran through her.
I promise.
I trust you.
He looked up as a figure in a deep hooded cloak walked out of one of the stone's many guard posts.
Cadswain Maladrin, Rand said, I pardon you for past mistakes and I revoke your exile. Not that it was ever anything more than a minor inconvenience to you.
She sniffed, lowering the hood.
If you believe that wearing a cloak in this heat is a minor inconvenience, boy, then you need a lesson in contrast. I trust you see the error in your deed. It strikes me as unsuitable that I should need forgiveness or a pardon in the first place.
Well then, Rand said, please accept my pardon alongside my apology. You may say I have been under unusual stress as of late.
Of all people, Cadswain said sternly,
you cannot afford to let the pressure of life drive you.
On the contrary, I am who I have become because of that pressure, Cadswain. Metal cannot be shaped without the blows of the hammer. But that is beside the point. You tried to manipulate me and you failed horribly. But in that failure you have shown me something.
Which is?
I thought I was being forged into a sword, Rand said,
eyes growing distant.
But I was wrong. I'm not a weapon. I never have been.
Then what are you? Min asked, genuinely curious. He merely smiled.
Cadswain Sedai, I have a task for you, if you will accept it.
I expect that will depend on the task, she said, folding her arms.
I need you to locate someone. Someone who is missing. Someone I now suspect may be in the hands of well-meaning allies. You see, I've been informed that the White Tower is holding Matin Stepanaeus.
Cadswain frowned.
And you want him?
Not at all. I haven't decided what to do about him yet, so he can stay Egwene's problem for the time. No, the person I want is probably somewhere in the Carlane grass. I'll explain more when we are not in the open.
The High Lords and Ladies were gathering. Rand looked toward them, though once again he scanned the courtyard, as if looking for something. Something that made him feel anxious. He turned back to the High Lords and Ladies. Min watched them skeptically. Aside from Darlin, she'd never been impressed with them. Rand rested his hand on her shoulder. The gathered nobles looked disheveled, apparently summoned from naps or meals, although they wore an assortment of fine silks and ruffles. They looked oddly out of place in the stone's courtyard, where everything else had a purpose. I shouldn't be so harsh on them, Min thought, folding her arms. But then she had watched their plotting and pandering frustrate Rand. Besides, she'd never been fond of those who thought themselves more important than everyone else.
Form a line, Rand said, walking up to them. The High Lords and Ladies looked up at him, confused. A line, Rand said, voice loud and firm. Now.
They did so, arranging themselves with haste. Rand began to walk down the row, starting with Darlin, looking each man or woman in the eye. Rand's emotions were curious, perhaps a touch angry. What was he doing? The courtyard grew still. Rand continued down the line, looking at each of the nobles in turn, not speaking. Min glanced to the side. Near the end of the line, Wearamon kept glancing at Rand, then looking away. The tall man had thinning gray hair, his beard oiled to a point. Rand eventually reached him.
Meet my eyes, Wearamon, Rand said softly. My Lord Dragon, surely I'm not worthy to do it.
Wearamon did so with an odd difficulty. He looked as if he was gritting his teeth, his eyes watering.
So it is you, Rand said.
Min could feel his disappointment. Rand looked to the side, to where Anaella stood last in line. The pretty woman had pulled away from Rand, her head turned.
Both of you. My lord, Wearamon began. I want you to deliver a message for me, Rand said, to the others of your association. Tell them that they cannot hide among my allies any longer.
Wearamon tried to bluster, but Rand took a step closer. Wearamon's eyes opened wide, and Anaella cried out, shading her face.
Tell them, Rand continued, voice soft but demanding, that I am no longer blind.
Why? Anaella said. Why are you letting us go?
Because today is a day of reunion, Rand said. Not a day of death. Go.
The two stumbled away, looking drained. The others in the courtyard watched with surprise and confusion. The Aiel, however, began to beat their spears against their shields. Anaella and Wearamon seemed to keep to the shadows of the courtyard as they ducked into the stone.
Lee, Rand said. Take two others. Watch them.
Three maidens split from those watching over Rand, darting after the two former nobles. Min stepped up to Rand, taking his arm.
Rand, what was that? What did you see in them?
The time for hiding is past, Min. The shadow made its play for me and lost. It is war, not subterfuge, that turns the day now.
So they're dark friends?
Min asked, frowning. Rand turned to her, smiling.
They are no longer a threat.
He cut off suddenly, looking to the side. Min turned and grew chill. Tom Althor stood nearby. He had just walked out of a nearby entrance into the stone, pausing on a low set of steps leading down to the courtyard. Rand's emotions grew apprehensive again, and Min realized what he'd been searching for earlier. Tom looked at his son, falling still. His hair was gray and his face lined. Yet he was solid in a way that few people were. Rand lifted his hand, and the crowd, Aes Sedai included, parted. Rand passed through them, Min following behind, crossing to the steps up the stone. Rand climbed a few of those steps, hesitant. The courtyard fell silent. Even the gulls stopped calling. Rand stopped on the steps, and Min could feel his reluctance, his shame, his terror. It seemed so strange. Rand, who had faced Forsaken without a tremor, was afraid of his father. Rand took the last few steps in two sudden strides and grabbed Tam in an embrace. He stood one step down, which brought them near an equal height. In fact, in that posture, Tam almost seemed a giant, and Rand but a child who was clinging to him. There, holding to his father, the dragon reborn began to weep. The gathered Aes Sedai, Tyrans, and Aiel watched sullenly. None shuffled or turned away. Rand squeezed his eyes shut. "I'm sorry, father," he whispered. Min could barely hear. "I'm so sorry."
"It's all right, son. It's all right. I've done so much that is terrible. Nobody walks a difficult path without stumbling now and again. It didn't break you when you fell. That's the important part."
Rand nodded. They held each other for a time. Eventually Rand pulled back, then gestured to Min, standing at the base of the steps. "Come, father," Rand said. "There is someone I want to introduce to you." Tam chuckled.
"It's been 3 days, Rand. I've already met her."
"Yes, but I didn't introduce you. I need to."
He waved to Min, and she raised an eyebrow, folding her arms. He looked at her pleadingly, so she sighed and climbed up the steps.
"Father," Rand said, resting his hand on Min's back. "This is Min Farshaw, and she's very special to me.